so people can participate in the buy-in.
Okay. The again, I want to finish off Edis Umdana if we can. Obviously, it's a very big topic and a very important topic. It's important in its own right, as we've discussed, what constitutes Ru'iya, the status of Yediyah, and it really goes to the core of what Edis is, but it also, obviously, which is what we've been doing, becomes a very interesting and important litmus test. Hello? Who are you? What? Binyamin? Oh, Binyamin. Oh, sorry. I didn't see you on contact. I just knew you were... Oh, okay. The NCSY threw me off. Okay. So, welcome. So the... this also constitutes an important... Do I get to call on you? No, I'm just joking. I'm really just joking. So this really also constitutes an important litmus test, because if we're mechalek between like levels of yediya that work in different categories of halacha, meaning edikiyum for ishus, edinefashos, what about malchus, of course mamon, if we make those chilukim, or where you need re'iyah, let's say, and even yediya muchletas is not enough, or edikiyum's status and so on, so then this whole yediya below re'iyah really becomes like a very, as does Edis Miuchedes, becomes like a very critical issue, not only in Edos, but also in differentiating, right, the different Mechaivim in a much broader way. Okay, so that's really where we are, and we just want to finish up some of the issues that we have been exploring, and, you know, try to get through some of it, though our time is a little bit restricted. So we already went through Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam, as we noted, is complicated. We have the Rambam, again, in Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, the Rambam in Perek Yud Zayin, Hilchos Eidos, the Rambam in Hilchos Chovel, and I'm not going to go over everything, but just to remind everybody, the Rambam in Perek Chav, Hilchos Sanhedrin, and, of course, Sefer Mitzvos. There are some issues in the Rambam, certainly, some challenges, why he puts everything, the whole Shimon Shatach and Eidos Miuchedes in the Fashos in Sanhedrin, why he thinks it's an Iser, you know, that little piece in the end of Sefer HaMitzvos, where it seems like a very pragmatic discussion about where you draw the line, all of that. And at the same time, I thought overwhelmingly that the point in the Rambam, the connection to Edis Miuchedes, the Naki Mitzadik Al Tarog, all of the, you know, his comment in Edus, the language in this Kimamon, and so on, and his Psak and Chovel, is that the Rambam really holds that Yediya Muchletas will work in Dini Maminus, that Re'iya is required in Nefashos, and that he just thinks that these are fundamentally different Mechaivim, and then, of course, you have to handle the problem, which I want to speak a little more about, of Edus Yichud, with Heinen and Yichud, Heinen and Bia. How can it ever be that you have Kiddushe Bia Edekiyum, but how can you have Edus and Adavar Shel Znus if you don't really require the physical sight of Kemakchol of Bishva Feres? And again, we were suggesting, again, if you hold the Rambam thinks everything is about levels of Yediyah, that's one approach, but I think some of those factors don't really necessarily change the odds vis-a-vis some other cases. Again, I'm not sure if you were to take a, you know, probability study, you know, about the Shimon ben Shetach case, you know, and Heine Hede Yichud, Heine Nebiyah, that's really part of what I'm kind of explaining, that, you know, you would do better, you know, numerically, quantitatively, in the Heine Hede Yichud case, that you know, Yichud turns into Bia, than in the Shimon ben Shetach case, in terms of the likelihood that this is really the murderer. So if that is the case, then, again, the distinction has to be on a more formal level, in terms of, again, the type of umdana that it is, again, the prospective, retrospective, the natural process, you know, one which, you know, is circumscribed by the halacha, so that, you know, the expectation of what constitutes a maximal edus is itself a factor, and that, I think, all supports the perspective that, you know, we're dealing with a re'iyah b'tchilas ha'talich, or Yichud becoming part of the Maisa Bia, with regard to the singing, we already talked about other models and so on. So that's Shitas HaRab. What I want to do for a couple of minutes, did you have a question?
Yeah. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin Chav Aleph, when he expands to Eidus Miuchadas, the reason he explains that comes from the same Pasuk, the Lashon is, Hoel V'yesh Sham Tzad Lin Koso Ula Hatzdiko, therefore you can't be named as him.
Right.
Sounds like a lot like a Yediyah focus.
Right, so what I'm trying to explain, I don't think that that's so different from
Sefer Mitzvot.
The end of Sefer Mitzvot. And what I'm trying to say is that if it was like, a Vadai Gomor, you know, I think the Rambam is kind of giving like a Tamiya Mitzvot a little bit to explain. If this was Yediyah Mukhletas Vadois, etc., then the distinction between AD Yediyah and AD Re'iyah in the Lamdas wouldn't exist. But the fact that it is the reason also why we're moving to this. I don't think it's any different. I do agree with you, but I just don't think it's really all that different from what he says in Sefer Mitzvos. I think it's a little more mechudash in that if you're talking about the Yediyah part, that seems obvious. So if you're talking about Eidus Miuchedes, right, it's not even clear that it's less likely, right? Again, in light of the Tashbates, because of the Tashbates that we discussed, a couple of weeks ago in Siman 9a, we're going to discuss another Tashbates, in a couple of minutes as well. So that's why I think it's a good point, but I don't think that it changes the picture, because I think it fits in with that part. So what I want to do is, speaking of which, before I forget, right, Ezra? Ezra has had a good ha'ara, which I think is just interesting and good. And that is that in the story of Shim. Go ahead. The story of Shim ben Shetach.
It uses a different word for Hashem when Shim ben Shetach said Hashem should repay the person. The one story said
Shua said Hamakom. Yeah, in that phrase, in that whole story about Shim ben Shetach, so the Gemara uses the expression Hamakom for the Rabban Shalom, or and
Balamachshavos.
Right, or is it Yoveo Machshavos? Balamachshavos. Yeah, probably Balamachshavos. So I thought it was a very nice, it could just be a literary flourish, like a little drama, a little. But what Ezra's suggesting, which I like very much, go ahead, Ezra, you'd say you're better yourself.
Is that Shem Macheta in the two different Gemaras, it was highlighting what was lacking and what he saw. And the one where he saw Hamakom, he was saying that he didn't have Re'iyah, like he didn't actually see the case. But Hashem, who is everywhere, was able to see the case of Shua.
Right.
And the other one, he's saying he doesn't have enough
Yediyah,
but he does.
Right. So I think it's one of those things when you hear, you say, instead of just saying, oh, that's cute, which it is, I think it's really true. In other words, that the use of those words are a way of saying, the Rabboni Sholem has Yediyah and Re'iyah here, but us, the rest of us, limited, puny human beings, we're lacking in both Yediyah and in Re'iyah on some level, in this case. I like it very much. I think it's a really good point. Okay. So what I wanted to do is take a couple of minutes just to get a little more clarity on the Ramban, and then to move to the Tshuvas Maimonios and that argument as well. Okay, so just the... I think we pretty much covered things. I just want to... highlight one or two additional points that we alluded to yesterday. So the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvot we discussed. The Ramban's comments are just fascinating for the following reason. One second. I'm assuming that it didn't move since the last time I looked at it. There we go. Okay. So just very quickly, I'm just going to pick out a few things. Number one, the Ramban is saying if you're going to count, again, the implicit one that he doesn't mention is the one I say is in the next, or the piece, Reish Tzadi Dalid, the onus one. Why does the Rambam ever count as an Iser something which is ineffective? If something's ineffective, it's just ineffective. Why say it's Aser to do it? And that I discussed what I think the Rambam is talking about, both an onus. And in these cases previously. But then the Ramban is saying, which also is fascinating,
Right?
So I think there are two points here that are interesting. Number one, the Ramban again is saying, because I mean, the Rambam is integrating both the Nichos Sanhedrin and Kaf Halacha Aleph and Sefer Mitzvos. Rambam is saying that the din of Umdana and the din of Edus Miuchedes, Edus Umdana and Edus Miuchedes are the same. And the Ramban is saying, I don't see what these two things have to do with each other. They're two completely different dinim. Right? But he's not, and therefore they should be, if you're going to count them, then you should count them as two different isurim, or two different ineffective, right, edios. Correct? But what's also interesting is he doesn't feel that they share the same quality. And that he thinks that even though the same Rambam, even if the same pasuk in the Bechilta does quote this pasuk applies, namely Vinaki Vitzadik Al Tarog, he thinks one is a din in Vinaki, and the other is a din in Vitzadik. Meaning that Vinaki, and again, the Rambam may also acknowledge that there's a hierarchy, a little bit, not so clear. But for Ramban, it's perfectly clear. That's another reason to see them as two. Meaning, Vinaki means that Beli, Yediyah, that Avis Yediyah, Beli Re'iyah, is completely lacking Avis. And Vitzadik means that there's a technicality, you know, that allows him to walk, even though we really believe what happened. So the first point, just to make it clearer, is that, I mean, the Ramban is taking an seemingly an exaggerated view that Yediyah below Re'iyah is Naki. But that's totally Lishitaso, this is just what I bring out, because this is the same Ramban who in a minute from now is going to say, Natan, that what? That what? That we don't paskin like Ravacha, and therefore even in Dine Mamanus we don't apply the din of Yediyah below Re'iyah, which the Rambam totally disagrees with, in my opinion. But I think it's pretty clear. I mean, because the Ramban thinks that this is objectively just, this is just not, you know, enough Eidos here, right? For him, it's Vinaki. Whereas Eidos Miuchedes, you know, at least is more, and we'll see in a moment, he kind of has more to say about that too, more of a technicality. So just, I want to just highlight this by raising the question I raised yesterday, which is the question of kippah. There's two questions, kippah. So the din of kippah is the sugya in Sanhedrin dot pei aleph amud beis. Right, the Gemara says there, the Mishnah says that a rotzeach, you know, under certain conditions, who kills, it says in the Mishnah, you have it there, Alex? Actually, it's an interesting formulation, right? The Mishnah says, B'li Eidim.
Where is it?
Pei Aleph Amud Beis? I don't think we got up to there a couple years ago. Although we did get to Zeborah. A little skipping.
Mishalach HaBashanah?
That's the second
mission. The second one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It says one in between.
Ah.
It's not a camp. It's not a summer camp. Kippa. So basically, what does it call, the Mishnah call it? A horeg below Eidim. Correct? Then the Gemara has three interpretations. So what is kippah? Kippah means we really believe you're guilty, you know, but we technically, the system can't justify, we don't want to taint Bezdin because the standards to convict you are compromised. So what, but the Mishnah calls it a horeg below Eidim, which is interesting, right? So then, what is the three examples that the Gemara gives? So
it says, "Mina yedina namar rab yedz miuchades, ushmol amar shelo basra, Rav Chista amar avimi kigon
diskachish bebedikos." Those are the three cases of the Gemara, right? So it's fascinating. I mean, b'li asra is not a problem in Eidos. I mean, it's a problem in the ability to convict, right? Because of some outside chance that maybe he was, you know, he didn't know, or, you know, it's, or maybe that's part of the Hagdara. We talked about this when we did learn Sanhedrin, actually. Right? L'havka min shog l'meiz, the way the Rambam understands it, you know, is it's part of the merit that you will defy the Hasra. But at the end of the day, it's not really an Eidos problem. Right? Hakchosha bibedikos? it's not nacho nadavar, but we don't really think that hakhasha bedikos implies that you're lying. Right? And edus miuchedes works in dini mamonis. So obviously we consider that to be a certain level of MS too. Notwithstanding, right, the end of the Rambam in Perikaf Halach Aleph, right? Maybe it's not as much, or as foolproof, or yidia mukhlates, 100%, right? But it's a lot. And then machnisin also lekipa. So even though it's called ha-horeg belo edim, so it's fascinating that the Ramban would say, that's tzaddik, right, even though he's not a naki. That's why machnisin also lekipa. But what would anybody say about Eidus Umdur? This is the question I raised. I raised two questions the other day. Would you be pasul Eidus if you had Eidus Miuchedas or Eidus Umdana in a Dine Nefashos or maybe even in a Dine Ishus case and you couldn't convict with it, you couldn't be manish with it, would you still be pasul Eidus? That's one question. And the other question I'm raising is, what about Machnisin or Salakipa? I mean, the Rambam does equate Eidus Miuchedas and Eidus Umdana. Would he equate it with regard to Machnisin Lekipa? Some of the Achronim discuss this question. I'm trying to remember who. If you look in the Frankel Rambam on Sanhedrin, I don't know for a fact, but I didn't look at it, but I'm guessing that he'll probably tell you where to look for that. I'm guessing. Who does? Oh, Zeche Yitzhak, the same one that you were telling me about yesterday? What does he say? He talks about whether there's kippa for Eidus Umdana. I know a bunch of Achronim speak about it. I thought the Minchas Chinuch did. I looked a little bit last night, but I didn't look extensively. And I couldn't find it in the Minchas Chinuch. But I think it's also a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. What does Zecher Yitzchak say about it?
He reads that into the Gemara.
What?
He reads that into the Gemara.
Into which Gemara?
In Shavuot. The
one
in Shavuot said all about
the Kippah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. That's amazing. Okay. That's very Mechudash. If Pashtus is not Gemara, so he thinks that there is Knisa Lechot, Machnisa Osa Lekipa?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, you can't say Machnisa Osa Lekipa unless what you're saying is that the problem is a formal problem. It's not really, because the person dies in the Kippa. It's a way of getting, you know, the just result without the formal sanction and therefore protecting the reputation of what the standards and the reputation of the system, essentially. But what I'm saying is the Ramban, who says that there's a difference between Benaki and Vitzadik, who thinks that the idea doesn't even work in Dine Mamanus, right? And who thinks that you should count them as two mitzvos, I'm guessing that he would say 100% that even though the Sugya says that Machnisa Salakipa, it's Miuchedes, you're not going to do that in Eidus Umdana. Yeah, Eli had more?
Yeah, so I mean, he's trying to answer the postal's question.
Right.
Here, we're just saying that any edus that's going to work in Dine Mamanos will get kippa.
So I mean, not saying that edus Mamanos works. That's fascinating. Again, the Gamri lo kipshuto shalai Gemara. But it's a fascinating. Now, what he's saying is that our sugya isn't cholek with the sugya in Sanhedrin. Even our sugya agrees that there's a difference between Mamanos and Nefashos, according to Rav Acha.
Yeah.
But Rav Acha is saying if in Dine Mamanos it works, then in Dine Nefashos, Machnisin Osa Lekipa. Wow. Okay. So that would be, and again, that because it works. But the Ramban thinks that we don't paskin like Rav Acha, and it's not just the case of Rav Acha we don't paskin like. The whole idea below Riyah doesn't work anywhere. And again, Lishitaso, he's saying, because he's not a Naki. I mean, because he's a Naki, sorry. But in Umdana, he's tzaddik, meaning he walks away, but he's not Naki. Right? So I'm suggesting, although I don't know for a fact, that the Ramban would be Mechalek. It sounds like the Zecher Yitzchak, but within our Sugya, you know, within Rav Acha anyways, is saying, well, the Navkamina is Machnisa Salakipa. So another issue might be, just one more second, again, I talked about Psuli Eidus, now we'll talk about Machnisa Salakipa for different Rishonim. What about Benoach? So that Minchas Chinuch does speak about. Minchas Chinuch says about Eidus Umdana, it's not really, you can't really trust it. So he says you shouldn't apply it to Bnei Noach either. Even though Ben Noach is Eid Echad, V'dayin Echad, B'li Hasra, right, but not Eidus Umdana, because, you know, it's nothing. Again, that's L'shitaso, as Nathan, I think, pointed out the other day, which the Michal Sinoch at least suggests, I read it more carefully, is considering that's in Pei, what is it, Pei Dalet? that mitzvah in the Chinuch. The Michas Chinuch says maybe the Rambam isn't mechalik between Mamonis and the Fashos at all. Maybe he's only writing Benaki Vitzadik Al Tarog for the Iser. Okay. He quotes Michas Chinuch?
I don't think so.
Now, the truth is, I think, we're going to make it clear, I don't think that's correct because of the Rambam in Eidos Yud Zayin and the Rambam in Chovel. I also don't think it sounds that way in Hilchos Sanhedrin. But my understanding of the Iser is that it's contingent upon the fact that this is actually effective in Mamonis. If it wasn't effective in Mamonis, then obliterating or blurring the law... That's the Iser, in my opinion, isn't, you're getting close to doing something that's going to kill an innocent man. It's by blurring the lines between Mamonis and the Fashos, whether it's an Eidos Miuchedes or an Eidos Umdana, you're making an unacceptable statement about the halacha's perspective on these issues, broadly speaking. Right. And that's certainly the case in Eidos Miuchedes, because Eidos Miuchedes certainly works in Mamonis. So I don't think... I think what the Minchas Chinuch says is quite interesting. Where's Govet Shurim? In
Shuas?
In the Simanim.
Yeah.
Beis Lamed Ches?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to look that up. I don't think that's a shot in the Rambam at all, but I do think it's fascinating. So the Minchas Chinuch, in light of that, meaning, is saying, well, Eidos Umdana doesn't really work in Mamonis for the Rambam either. So from his point of view, in a way he's saying the Rambam doesn't disagree with the Ramban, the only disagreement between them is about the Iser. And Ramban just misunderstood the Rambam. He agrees with him. I don't think it's true. But if it were true, then it wouldn't explain why the Minchas Chinuch is pretty convinced that even a Ben Noach cannot be convicted by Eidos Umdana, because, as he puts it, it's just the quality of evidence is lacking. But if you ask me for the Rambam, the nicety of Naki Vitzadik Al, all the dinim of Naki Vitzadik Al Tarog, which are basically formal dinim and protecting the standards of the system, making it, above reproach and representing a certain value and ideals about, the need for a higher standard, right? All of that, indicates, right? All that doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. We sacrifice, as we say, deterrent and efficiency in the halacha in order to, project these standards. But we don't do that for Bnei Noach. For Bnei Noach, we have a legal system, and there's a just legal system, but the balance between efficiency, deterrent on the one hand, and principle, principled statements that detract from them on the other, is a different balance by definition. That's clear from Zion and Taryag, and it's clear from the details where they overlap, including exactly this din. How much presence of Dayanim, right? B'chol Pelech, not B'chol Pelech, B'chol Ir, Eid Echad, B'li Asra, Dayan Echad, and a lot of the distinctions between Mammon and Nefashos, I mean, the truth is the Mammons are also, Chai B'Nafsho, right? So I think that there's room to be cholek negative Minchas Chinuch, but I think the Minchas Chinuch and the Ramban are both Lashitasov. I think that for the Rambam there's a strong case to be made that Machinis and also Lakipa. Yeah.
Is this like two different understandings in the Rambam's requirement for how you understand the issue in Eidos Umdana? We also say that these are not communos between how Rebbe understands the issue in the Rambam and Yeshua understands the issue in the Rambam.
Say that one more time?
Because could these be not communos also how we understand in general, meaning the difference between the way Shua understood the Rambam and how Rebbe understood the Rambam. Meaning if it's an issue in the system, so Nitzad Beis Din, they can't adjudicate because of the execution of the punishment, but there's enough edus to bring into the kippah, so it would be sufficient to bring into the kippah.
But I'm saying even Lishitasi.
I know, and I'm saying maybe...
You're saying maybe Lishitasi, there still should be a
maybe we could shift the focus to these are not communists. Uh-huh.
But I mean, in the end of the day, according to what I'm saying, you're saying according to Shua, then there should be machnis no sol kippah because that isn't onish best.
Yeah.
And according to me, maybe not because really, I hear that. Maybe let me think about that. But on the other hand, even according to me, and there would be psoledos, and according to me, it does work in dine mamonis, right? And that's the reason for the Iser. So it's still different than the Ramban and the Minchas Chinuch, who are saying that basically it's objectively, insufficient or inadequate. But I hear it. I hear that. Okay. It seems like Ellie got dropped there in the hole.
I was really concerned.
Okay. Anyways.
I understood what Ellie was saying.
To begin with.
Yeah.
I thought I did. I did too, I apparently. Okay. Anyway, so this is, I think, very... Anyway, the line of the Ramban about Naki and Tzaddik and there being two and it being Lashitasa, I think is just, again, very inspiring in the Ramban's consistency. Then, Banitema Ode, She'ena Kosev Nidrash Kein B'Talmud. But that part of the Ramban, I think I already alluded to. What's the Ramban's objection there? That's the second point, or the third point. Right, the first one is you should be counting two. Well, no, two. It's basically the same point. And why they're different, and I'm suggesting to expand, they're different, and at least it's also different. The second point of the Ramban is, well, we use up, it's true that Mechilta says, V'naki v'tzadik al tarog, but really the Gemara uses it for a different thing, so maybe we should be counting that. And what is that thing? You know, that you can't look for chova at a certain point in Dina Nefashos, that you can always look for zchus even later. But it's things that distinguish Mamonos and Nefashos. Oh, so once again, and what will the Rambam say about this? I mean, the Rambam say, oh, you omitted the real things of an Anaki V'Tzadik Al Tarog, and instead you put in the bogus ones. Not your fault, you were misled by the Mechilta, says the Ramban, which is only in Asmachta. How does he know it's only in Asmachta? Because the Gemara thinks that we use this pasuk for other things. So it's clearly only in Asmachta. It's not the real Makar, right? And moreover, let's take one more point of the Ramban. The im b'she'ena makrishin. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll hold off on that for a second. So, okay. So what's the Rambam's answer for that? So again, in the Minchas Chinuch, in that piece, he just notes in the end that the smag and the smak, when they talk about Vanaki v'tzadik al tarok, they talk about Eidus Mechedes, Eidus Umdana, and they mention these other two things, right? Which is what I was saying the other day. Like, I don't think the Rambam thinks it's a stira. The Rambam will tell you that the Vanaki v'tzadik al tarok applies to multiple things. Maybe not all of them are, maybe some of them are details and some of them are even Isurim. That might still be the difference. But there's no contradiction in using the same pasuk. But once again, whether you say Shua or Mir, maybe this is a distinction, but the Rambam is Lashitaso, because for the Rambam, this Eidus Umdana is not inadequate objectively, you know, as a source of, that you can rely on truth for truth. It works in Mamonos, and it's Eidus, when you have the proper level of Yediyah. And it would have worked in the Fashos too. So basically, for the Rambam, this is a perfect application of Vanaki V'Tzadik Al Tarog. Whether it's that or the, you know, the Shafto Eda, the Tzilu Eda, meaning all the special dinim, right, that differentiate Mamonos and the Fashos are quantitative and qualitative, I believe also qualitative. But even the qualitative isn't, oh, you're jumping, you know, from something that doesn't work, you know, or something that works to something that doesn't work, objectively, it's, oh, we have a higher standard because we're bending over backwards, you know, to safeguard the reputation and the standards of the system and also to project these values. But at the end of the day, that is reflected by, you need a bigger majority. It might be reflected according to the Rambam who expands these dinim anyway. Any odea, whether it's ki'iso or kalesa, for those of you who are here in Sanhedrin, hopefully remember that fondly. Right? It's not on the list. The Tshuva Saraj says, how come if the Rambam's Mechalek, why isn't it on the list of differences between Mamonos and Nefashos? Some things are on the list and is it on the list that Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Batla Kula, Machlokas Rebbe, and Rebbe Yossi, right? So we had, is it, Rashi says in Makos that it's a Gzeras HaKasuv. And Tosa says, no, it's the notion of Kat versus the notion of two Eid Achats. Right? But for either one, how come it isn't on the list? The answer is, right, it's not an exhaustive list. The list is a principled list, and things that are consistent with the list belong in the list. So in a way, the Rambam is saying, the din of poskin tchila, or, you know, matchilim min atzad, or, you know, mechapsim zchuyos, or ein mechapsim chovad, all these things are not things that have to do substantive with whether we believe he's guilty or not. We believe he's guilty. Right, they all have to do with Vanaki V'Tzadik Al Tarog. But the Ramban, Lashitaso, I think, thinks that these are two totally different ideas. Because for him, Edus Umdana is really, at least Edus Umdana, is really lacking. And as for Edus Miuchedes, okay, it is true that it's Vitzadek and it's not Vinaki, but that's the next line, he says. Again, I mentioned yesterday, he says, Edus Miuchedes! In Dine Momus, it doesn't work either. So the parts about, you know, Hakchasha b'chakiros or Hakchasha b'bedikos, that I think we can fairly say, you know, the Rambam just, that's not what the Rambam's talking about. When the Rambam says, you know, he's mishtachav elavon, he's mishtachav elashemesh, clearly he's not talking about a stira. Right? He's talking about, you know, one Aveira in the morning and a different Aveira in the afternoon, which is the equivalent of Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, hova achar alva, hoda achar alda. So the Ramban finally gets to that after first saying, oh, I don't understand what the Rambam's talking about. And then he has this line, "Ukvar yotze lanu p'tur zeh," in a real Edus Miuchedes from "Mipasuk leyumas al pi'ed echad." Lahavi shnayim shereu also afilu echad michalon zeh echad michalon zeh. Right, the ein roin zeh zeh shem mitstarfet laod el afilu shnayim bezechar zeh michalon echad ein mitstarfet. Right, I mean that's the difference between mamonis and nefashos. But again, for the Ramban, the Ramban says, "Oh, that's because that's not a kat." And therefore, it's considered like ki'ilu eid echad. That only works in mamadis, it doesn't work in nefashos. Right? So, what I'm trying to say is that even though the Ramban thinks that eidus miuchedes isn't naki, it's tzaddik, he's still acknowledging, you know, that from his point of view, he's saying really there are three dinim, right? There's v'naki, there's v'tzaddik, or in these cases, which he thinks v'naki v'tzadik anyway is just asmachta. And then there are real technicality. This isn't exactly a technicality. It's a difference in the quality, the difference between a kat and two eid echads. Right? Just like we had that idea in Tosas and Makos Vavamun Beis, and Tosas and Makos regarding Edus Miuchedes, Tosas and Makos Vavamun Aleph regarding Edus Shabbatla. But for the Rambam, these are all v'naki v'tzadik al tarog. Right? He's going to try to change the lashon of the Rishonim.
Yeah, no, I didn't get far along.
Okay. Right. Is that clear? So what I'm saying is the smag and the smak that the Milchas Chinuch quotes is something that the Rambam would embrace l'shitaso. Anyways, he's more expansive on these dinim, whether it's k'isa, k'leis in general. Whereas the Ramban really thinks that these are three completely different levels. And then it comes the final, v'hi aminiya shemananu le'yomos al pi'ed echad. But again, the Rama would say, yes, because that's exactly what idea below re'iyah is. It works in mamonis, it doesn't work in nefashos, because, like the Rav's idea, in mamonis we care about chovas hagavra, right? Not the ma'isa veira. That's the reason why two eid echads make a kat, you know, le'inyan chiyuv hagavra. But in nefashos, you need Edus Alamaisa. And the Ramban is saying, no, these are just three different levels. V'chein, me'omid apedine mamonis pasol, dekaimelon karabonon. Again, not acknowledging that there's anything in between. Lo ba kosev enoki v'tzadik, el lifter bedin nefashos, ha'mechiyavin bedin mamon, u'mekomakom shtei meniyos hei. So I just wanted to show, just by taking a couple of minutes, A, the connection to Reish Tzadik Daled, B, the internal consistency that there are numerous nekudos machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban, and in my opinion, all of them in both directions are totally l'shitasa. Okay, there was a question on that, or we're good? Yeah. Good. There was a question. Asher, yeah.
So, you say that the Rambam would say that we are practicing l'kifa, so then...
Say again?
Going around, we are
he doesn't say it.
Right.
I'm speculating. Again, I think it still might be that there's a difference between. But since he's equating Edus Miuchedes more than he's differentiating between them, Edus Miuchedes and Edus Umdana, and since he thinks that Edus Umdana is not really something that we think didn't happen, unlike some other Rishonim, but is something that just doesn't qualify as Haggadah's Edus. Because of those two factors, I would suspect that for the Rambam, Ben Noach and Machnisin Oso L'Kippah, and maybe even Psil Rasha, might be very plausible.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So
that was
just
the. There was a comma, and you're about to. Yeah, go ahead.
If that's true, then doesn't that kind of negate the Rambam saying?
Sefer Mitzvot line, but Zikui Elachutim Aviv Mehariges Naki Echad.
No, so again, I think that goes, this is my the same thing that I was answering to Adam previously, which is, if there was 100% reconstruction, you know, certainty, then maybe, I think it's like a bigger, you know, Tamei Mitzvos thing. If there was a, and this goes to the question that you asked me yesterday that I'm going to bring up again, in terms of the Lashon of the Chumash Maimonides as well. I mean, if there was 100% certainty, right, then A, that might be anansadi, you might call it that. That's a certain, maybe the crowded field of Yediyah below Re'iyah, you know, would justify a level. But I don't mean that even. I mean more than that. What I mean is, if Yediyah below Re'iyah was, as category, was 100%, then the nicety of distinguishing between quality of Edus Re'iyah versus Yediyah maybe would lose its kalos significance and meaning. But because it's not, right? Therefore, the whole category of Yediyah, because of the, you know, consideration, you know, of the sanctity of life versus the efficiency of the system and so on, and the difficulty of drawing the line, right? That whole category comes to be perceived as a different level or a lower level of Edus, a level of Edus that would undermine the value that we're trying to project. And the values of protecting this, both of those things. You understand what I'm saying? That's kind of what I'm saying about that line in Chumash Maimonides, if indeed he means the other part too. But that's how I'm explaining the end of Halacha Aleph and the end of the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Lashonos that emphasize that it's not infallible or inevitable. Right? It's not inexorably always 100% true, and therefore maybe even when it is 100% true, if it's part of that category, the category is an inferior kind of thing. It doesn't qualify as maximal edus, or at least anything less than 100% doesn't.
I understand how you could read it that way, but I just felt like in the Rambam when he sort of goes on this whole lengthy thing,
yeah, I understand. Right. He sometimes, right, but the Rambam right. also does that when he gets a little Tamei Mitzvos oriented. Listen, to be honest, if not for the compelling evidence of the rest of it, meaning the connection Tedus Miuchedus, the fact that it works in Mamanus, all this other stuff, the language of the Gemara Yediyah below Re'iyah and so on, if I only had that end of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos to explain, I certainly would have explained it on a pure Yediyah level, 100%. Because I think the other stuff is very compelling, and I also think that the Rambam sometimes does things like this, you know, more often in Mor Nevuchim, less often in Sefer HaMitzvos, but even sometimes in Yad HaChazaka and Sefer HaMitzvos. So it's not unheard of, where it's also compelling that he, you know, is doing something like this. This is what I honestly believe that he's doing. But I agree. If in isolation, I wouldn't have read it that way.
I mean, I'm just wondering, perhaps you could accept the rest of Rebbe's Mahalan and Rambam, but take out the Kippa element just to satisfy.
Oh yeah, I'm not wedded to Kippa.
Right, because meaning we could say that from the practical perspective, okay, it represents, we shouldn't do the Kippa.
Yeah, 100%. I think that makes sense. I'm not sure of it anyway. But I think it's an open question about the Kippah. Okay. What would you say about Ben Noach?
I don't know what
Rambam
thinks about.
Yeah, right. That's a fair answer. Okay. Good. I think it's a good qualification. I don't think that I think it's necessarily so, but I think it's possibly so. Okay. And hopefully that isn't just stubbornness. But yeah. Okay. Good. Now let's turn our attention to the Chuvas Maimonides. Okay, so because that's another big issue to explore, and then we're not going to finish completely. But Thursday, I want to start the other part of this. Just fill in, and I'll give you Marma Kobos Thursday for Shavuos and Kinuyim a little bit. We'll start with that. But the Chuvas Maimonides talks about what case? Tzvi? You didn't see the Chuvas Maimonides, Simon Aleph? No? Yoni?
The case where you threw the get
to... Yeah. A case where they threw the get So this becomes a really interesting issue. In other words, that the question of nefashos and mamonos, you know, which we've spoken so much about, obviously that's what the Gemara speaks about, right? You know, yidia below ria below yidia, there's differentiating mamon and nefashos, the sugya and Sanhedrin, the sugya and shvuas. Those are the main sugyas. What's fascinating is how much of the discussion already in the time of the Rishonim, and then especially in the time of the Poskim, shifts to Ishus. Right? And understandably so. Because, for two reasons, I think. Number one, the stakes in Ishus, Ishus isn't officially Nefashos, but the stakes in Ishus often is either Malkus or Misa. Right? And that, you know, itself, you know, is reason to wonder. Now again, that in-between status is really interesting. Because again, the more, let's say what Asher was talking about a second ago, like, the more you think about it in terms of pragmatic terms, like, you know, are you going to put this person to death, you know, on the basis of this level of knowledge? Really, at least some aspects of Ishus, right, should be no different than Nefashos. On the other hand, if we're talking about a more legal, formal idea, what is the Mechayiv, what is the nature of Eidus, right, Eidos on the Maisa, Eidos on the Gabra. Okay. So then Ishus, in addition to or separate from, you know, the consequences, which can overflow into Malkus and Nefashos, right, you have to address that other question, and that is, what is the nature of Eidos Ishus, both in Znus and in, you know, Ishus itself, Kiddushin, in terms of this question, right? Is that enough to know that something took place? The Gavra? Right? Or let's say two people saw a wedding, right? One saw, they got married in the morning, the other guy said, oh, I attended the, you know, part two, you know, or the video, you know, in the afternoon. You know, maybe they were holding like the Ran and Ksuvas about, you know, Sheva Brachos being a reenactment. So the point is that, like, there are two Eidim who are telling you that they're married. Okay, why they decided to do two ceremonies, you know, that's a quirky kind. Maybe one was Al-Yidei Shliach and the other was Shalom Al-Yidei Shliach. You know, they wanted to say the bracha. Okay. There could be, like, you know, infinite possibilities. Not infinite, numerous possibilities. Anyways, so is it important to have two Eidim who, you know, can tell you that they got married? Again, or Eidei Kiyum, you need Eidei Kiyum on the Maisa Kiddushin? Or maybe even more, maybe need Eidei Kiyum as Eidei Kiyum, the Ritva's notion of Eidei Kiyum. So what I'm trying to say is, when we talk about the connection to Ishus, we have to talk about it on two different levels. And in part, it could, you know, hugely dictate, you know, which of these perspectives is good. Because if everything is about the trustworthiness and relying on it and applying it, so everything should be Onish oriented, what the stakes are and just, you know, how much risk you're going to take. You take risks from Ominous. You know, you don't take risks for the Nefashos. What about Malkus in between? Ah, okay. Something you can think about, right? Malkus in between. As a category, Malkus is usually like the Nefashos. Again, that was the end of the first paragraph of Sanhedrin topics, the one we skipped, right? We didn't do it. I mean, we touched it.
It's on our list.
Right, but it's on our list to do more properly, right? Malkus b'moko misa omedus. When do we say it and when don't we say it? Partly, by the way, and I certainly mentioned it at the time, partly it breaks down to this kind of question. Namely, the corporal punishment part of it, the efshar, you know, lachzor mimenu part. You can always, you know, you can always write a check if you make a mistake in mamon, and money is just money. But corporal punishment, you know, is more serious, and you can't take it back. On the other hand, it's not like death, right? Where, you know, the person is gone. You know, as a category, formally, does malchus in terms of, you know, the mechayev and so on. Malkus Mokom Miso Medes has that status or not? It's just different things. That's why it's an interesting topic. So what about the nature of Eidos and Malkus? Right. Just like we talked about the Gemara in Makos, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, right, which says that the Hagdara Bar Chiyuva with regard to Hazama, right, is different for Knas. There, Knas and Nefashos are one unit. Versus Mominus. Right? What's the critical moment? The moment of Hamad Bedin, or Gemar Din, or the moment of the Maisa? All right, so too, what about Malchus and Misa and Ishus and Mamo? What are we interested in? Are we interested in the facts? Are we interested in the Chovas HaGavra? Are we interested in the formal Maisa Veira? Are we interested in the presence of the witnesses? What are we interested in? Now again, a little bit of a wrinkle to throw into the mix when it comes to, you know, the consequences part. Like, oh, if everything is about Vados, you know, and you know, applying draconian, you know, irreversible, you know, onshim, so then all these things should be the same. But just as a wrinkle in that, it's not, you know, in that, it's a little more complicated than that, too. Because, as the Michas Chinuch on these sugyas points out, but he points this out when he talks about Heinei Yochel, it's Reish Samach Zayin. If anybody gets a chance, he too, by the way, embraces the notion, partly, of what I was trying to suggest. I just didn't remember it until I saw it last night, which is that some Eidus Yediyas are Alpidin Re'iyas. Right. He doesn't explain it exactly how I explain it, but he says about certain things. He doesn't necessarily embrace it about Heinei Yichud, but he does embrace it about Kederach HaMenoafim and Shchiva. He says that isn't Yediyah, that's Re'iyah. But anyways, the point is that the Rambam has a very famous Ashita in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tazayin, Halacha Vav. Anybody familiar? I mean, we've talked about it in the past. Shua? Ellie? Nobody? No? The Rambam has a shita that that if you have an Eid Echad, let's say, who comes and he says, and he comes to court and he tells you this piece of meat, what is it, Tezayin Vav?
Yeah.
This piece of meat is Chelev. So the Rambam says, Huchsa Kadavar, Yuchsa Kadavar al Pi Eid Echad. Do you have language there, Alex? Who has it?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. David, go ahead. Yeah. So that's a famous shita of the Rambam. The you know, the Achronim picked up. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia seems not to say that. There are two different Rambams in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. There's a whole Torah to figure out the relationship between Hilchos Sanhedrin and a couple of Rambams in Hilchos Yisurei Bia. I believe we did discuss this in Sanhedrin days, did we? For those who were here? Sounds familiar? What?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. To sort out those Rambams. The Shev Shmaitza, like he really, you know, the Ksos really loved this Rambam. Everybody loves this Rambam, you know. It's like, you know, it's like, how can it not be, you know, a subject of great, you know, excitement? Basically, what the Rambam says is, right, that you sometimes you get, you know, something into the system, right, and you get it in there, you know, according to the authentic, you know, the according to the integrity of the system, the authentic rules and laws of the system, like chelev, right? So yidachonem bisurim. So if the guy comes to court and he says, this is chelev, it's chelev, then you're not allowed to eat it anymore, right? And whatever else you have to do with chelev, you know, you have to do with it, because it's yidachonem bisurim. But once the guy, you know, bites into it, and the question is whether he, you know, violated Malchus or something, or lav, and so on, right? So again, if let's say somebody came to court, and the Eid Echad came to court and he said, I saw Yankel, you know, eating chelev. So that the Rambam makes it perfectly clear. You wouldn't be manish the guy, because we don't accept Eid Echad linyan onesh. It's everything is in the timing. How can everything be in the timing? The answer is because, right, there are strata here. First, the halacha establishes this is chelev. Once it's chelev, that's a fact. Once he's eating chelev, you know, then he's chayav for eating chelev. Right? So, Milchas Chinuch on this sugya, again, in Reish Samach Zayin, when he talks about Heinei Yichud and Heinei Bia, he says, oh, at some point, again, I'm going to go through it, because he has some interesting lines. Heinei Yichud and Heinei Bia, he says, you know, maybe that works lagabe Yisur Eishas Ish. But, you know, would that work, legabe malchus? Let's say the person married a kohen married a grusha. Or a kohen gadol married an alman. Or what are the ilam? And would it work, legabe znus? Right? How could it? If you really hold that in the fashos, you know, yedia below re'iyah doesn't work. Or it's only a safek, whatever. So at one point, the Michas Chinuch says, well, maybe it's like the Rambam. Right? Huchsak adavar al yedei edechad, meaning, we start off and we say, yeshi anashas ish. The answer is legabe, if you say this, legabe iser anashas ish. Right? This isn't edus nefashos. Legabe the iser. Right? But once that's true, then legabe the onesh, that's a different matter. But just like, again, is this an obviously true? It's not obviously true. It's an interesting question Michas Chinuch raises. Mashal abad avardome, it's very similar to, you know, when we had a discussion a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, we were talking about Erechad, the Nor Behuda and the Beis Halevi, right? We were talking about, you know, if the Gemara says that when it comes to the Ar Merasa, that it's Eidah Shetiach Lazima because, right, the Eidim can say, you know, La'osra Bala Banu, you know, Lola Chaiva Misa. Right? So they said, oh, if you hold like Ram Nassan, the Nor Behuda said, if you hold like Ram Nassan, that Shomin, you can't say Shomin Eidusav, I'm sorry, you can say Shomin Eidusav Shel Zehayom Vishel Chabera Lamachar. You don't need, you know, Eidus Kiachas and the Haggadah Eidus. So you should never, Yoshoi be Eidus Shatiach Lazima. Because the Eid will always say, right, you know, L'chayiv Shvua Basi. So I was trying to suggest, separate from the Beis Halevi's answer and or Moshe Soloveitchik's answer, I was suggesting that maybe that doesn't get off the ground because this idea that something has multiple consequences is perceived to be like different chaloses at the same time, it's sometimes true and it's sometimes not true. Right? When it comes to, you know, the Easter of Sota, it's true. Meaning there's a file in the capital case and there's a file in family court. But it's certainly not true, or one could argue it's not true, about Shvua and Mamon. Similarly, when you say Eidachot Huchsa, when you say, oh, this is Chelev, you're not allowed to eat it, or, you know, the idea that there's a status of Chefta Shol Chelev in terms of Hilchos Macholas Asuros, you know, that is separate from, you know, the question of Onshim, you know, something, maybe that's true. But not everything, maybe that's part of, that's an, the distinction between the Rambam Nichlas Yisroi Bia and Hilchos Sanhedrin on this issue could be a distinction between Malkus and Misa, could be a distinction between what I'm talking about now. I mean, when can you see, like, oh, it's in the system. It has a shame Chelev separate. Now that it's factually Chelev, right, has the identity of Chelev, so we go from here. But maybe in the case of Eishasish, is there something Eishasish? And then there's a separate din of Znus? Or it's Eishasish, Legabe Znus? It's something to think about.
Certainly mash for the Rambam that way, because he only talks about Malchus, and the cases he gives of women are Grusha and Zona.
Yeah. So and not Misa.
Yeah, he's
yeah. So that like, might be the difference between Yisra. Again, I don't want to get into it now, because I'm just using it as a... And you know, it's kind of a bit of a foil, the Michas Chinuch brings up. All I'm trying to say is, regarding the question of how to deal with Eidus Umdana in Ishus, what I'm saying is, basically there are two ways to look at it. They are parallel to the two ways that we've been looking at the whole sugya. Right? One is that everything is about the level of yediyah and the risk, call it the risk, you know, benefit quotient of, you know, efficient law and not letting, you know, guilty parties walk away, which is also chuchotula, right? It's not just about efficiency. You want to get those people off the street. You want a deterrent to be art or make it back. It's also justice. Right? It's not a small thing. Versus making a mistake, a miscarriage of justice. Right. So as far as that is concerned, one would have thought that anything having to do with the that you measure that, if there are two different categories, mammon and nefashos, so anything in between you should measure, right, with that in mind. What about malchus? What about, you know, the ishus aspects that are merely chiyuvim or isurim or heterim? right? As opposed to, she's a Neshes Ish, Lagabe Heter Isha Labala, she's the guy Neshes Ish, Lagabe Psule Eidus, you know, but she's a Neshes Ish, Lagabe Onesh Misa, if there's a Begida, and so on. So you might have said, oh, if it's all about, you know, this equation, then you know, you should make these distinctions. I'm only adding that, like the Minchas Chinuch Sa'ara, that even then there's something to talk about. Namely, when do you apply a kind of an Eid Echad, you know, Huchsak Al Yidei Echad, and then applying elsewhere. But with that, you have to be a little careful about that itself, because what Rambam says itself is complicated given his other psakim and the distinctions that could be made. On the second level is, no, really we're talking about mechayvim and types, quality of edus. Edus on the mechayiv, edus on the chiyuv, right? Edus on the facts, edus on the process. And as far as that is concerned, then you have to figure out what needs re'iyah and what is sufficient with yediyah. Now that is concerned, what about eshes ish? So you could, on a nefashos level, what about znus? Right? Is that really nefashos, or nefashos, that's kind of just a, you know, first and foremost, it's Iser, and then it's Nefashos. Right. But on the level of Kiddushin, actually, ironically, the Maisa Kiddushin, and even the Heter Isha Labala, never mind everything else that flows from it, if you take the perspective that Ede Kiyum is really fundamentally different than Ede Birur, that could be the most demanding and the least, you know, amenable to, you know, even a very strong Edus Yediyah below Re'iyah. And that is exactly, I think, what the issue, why the issue got so exciting, you know, when they moved, in addition to there being more cases, obviously, more practical cases, when it came to discussions of issues as opposed to nefashos and mamas. That's just a ha'ara. Okay, having said that, so let's, who is telling, it's me, you were telling it? Chuvas Maimonios? Who's talking about Chuvas Maimonios? Yoni was, yeah. Go ahead. So, choose more as a case. The guy, what happened?
The guy threw Kiddushin to a woman through a ring.
Right, threw the ring, right, which proves that the ring couldn't be worth that much, right? It couldn't have. Right. So, he threw the ring, and the question is, did it end up Becheka? I mean, which is another way of saying, it doesn't matter really what's a Karev law, you know, or Becheka. Those details are, you know, Gittin and Kiddushin issues, but they're not, you know, what constitutes Chatzar, what constitutes the scene of a Kabbalah, we could just fill in the blanks. The real issue, Yoni, is, the issue is, really, do you need a Re'iyah on the Maisa Kiddushin, right? Or is it enough to pretty much have seen something and to know, you know, that the facts, you know, turned out, you know, good, that it all aligned. Correct? Yeah? Okay. So this reminds us very much of the tshuva, the Rajba, the Esrog tshuva, right? Where, again, the guy didn't actually see the Maisa Kiddushin, but, you know, we're pretty confident, mostly, you know, based on what we heard afterwards and what we heard, but based on what we heard but didn't see and based on what we saw after the fact in a reconstruction, we're pretty clear what happened. Here, too. The woman says, I, you know, maybe she says it, Messiah Lefituma, didn't I make a great catch, you know, when you threw me that, you know, not such a so expensive ring, or whatever it was, meaning that, or there are people there who aren't Edim, and they saw it, and they were talking, whatever it is, it's not impossible, but, you know, there's a very good, a very strong likelihood that this happened, but the Edim didn't see it. Oh. So, yeah. So what is the what is this? The Tshuva of the Maran Brotenberg. What does he say? So number one, he has two deos, and again, lurking in the background of all this is hein hein edi yichud, hein hein edi bia. Right. So again, let me make one comment about that again, but just repeating what we've said. Right. There is a school of thought that hein edi yichud, hein edi bia is a din vadai, and that it's considered Eidus Gemura in Kiddushin and in Znus. There's another school of thought that says that it's only Safek, or that you really even, it's not even that, you really need to see Kemakho Bishvoferes. Some say it in Znus, against the Gemara Mako Zayin Amid Aleph, and some say to Maisa Kiddusha against the Gemara in Samach Hey, Amud Beis in Kiddusha, and Pei Aleph Amud Beis in Gittin. Some of them say Ohein and Yichud is a Safek. Others say Hein and Yichud is even less than that, and others think it's a Vada. Okay, now let's say also make one quick statement very quickly, very clearly. Is it really a vada in mili di alma in probability? Certainly not. As I said before, I mean, I made the statement before. If you were going to do a poll, right? You know, like a good one, a scientific one, right? I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that the probability of the Shimon ben Shetach case is much higher than Heine de Yichud Heine de Bia, with everything that the Maharam Rittenberg is about to say. Right, to commend it and recommend it. That in itself is fascinating, because that would imply that this isn't about the level of Yedia. It's about something else. Again, what I'm calling, right, virtual Re'ia or Tchila Samaisa. Okay? But there is, just to know, there is this debate. Regarding the Rambam, we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. We talk about the Michas Chinuch. Even in the Rambam, there's some mixed evidence. As a Michas Chinuch, I think notes, just I think he's not sure what to do with it. Not going to leave when we finish up. The Tshuvas Maimonios himself, I mean the Maharam Rittenberg, if anybody has, you have the line there, Ioni? Originally says, I have two deos. I'm not sure whether Lano Ima Bapundaki is Midin Safek or Midin Vadai. Is it a Safek and it's a Chumra Bialma? By the way, which is the view of the Rabiyah, the Ashkenaz. So. In a tshuva, the Rav Yah says, and in his opinion, the hein hein edi yichud of, I believe he says that. He certainly says it by, we'll get to it, the Tosefta about edus miuchedes. I'll get to edus miuchedes in a minute. Forget about the Rav Yah for a moment. 2 days in the tshuva, someone, you have a line, Yoni? Towards the beginning. Not towards the end. It's like when he starts talking about this aspect of it. No? Want me to do it? You look, I'll look.
I have a chest.
Yeah. He's very impressed with Beis Shammai. Amid the Beis Shammai nishma le Beis Hillel, that it's not a dinvada. That's the first day. That's very important. Not simple pshat of the Gemara at all. So it's a get the chumra. Keep going. Okay. Given to Rosh and Nisyachid or whatever. Yeah. So meaning it's still not comparable to Zarak, even with everybody saying, oh, great catch, or her saying, wasn't that an amazing catch? Right? Sure?
Right.
Okay. So there are two deos. I just want to point out, this is the Maharam Rittenberg, two deos. Maybe this isn't a foolproof umdana. It's only a safek. Or even if it is, maybe it's unique to the circumstance, and we'll get more elaboration on that in just a second. Okay? Oh, so is that Riya or is that Yediya? That's not clear. Right? What differentiates it? Sounds like Yediya. Correct? Sure? But it could be Riya. Agreed?
And later in the piece, there's like implications that go.
Either way, in both directions. Exactly, that's what I want to bring out. Okay. Then he goes on and he says, and what about the case of Zarak? You have it? Or either one of you, whoever gets it first. Put you in competition here. But Ken is so from Tar B'Chachma type.
Yeah.
nice. Well, I said Yoni, right?
Yeah.
Meaning, if so, what does he do? He compares. This, I think, is an interesting thing. I mentioned it the other day. If you throw again gravity, right? You throw it. You didn't see it enter the airspace. You saw him throw it, and you know she had it. But you didn't see it enter the airspace, which is the moment of the chotzer being kona, right? And the Ma'isa Kiddusha, correct? Yoni? So he said, not the case that he's dealing with, the case he's dealing with, it could be Rachel, could be Karva, could be yes, it could be no. If it's Vada, yes, even though you didn't see the moment, that's good. That's like Heinidi Yichud, Heinidi Biyah. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, is that because, now, in one sense, it's stronger than Heinidi Yichud, Heinidi Biyah, in terms, again, the physics, right, the probability, I mean, it's not just probability, I mean, that's a Vada. If she ended up with it within a certain amount of time, you know, it had to go through the airspace. And I would also say, it's prospective. Right? When you see it flying in the air, you know it's, unless, you know, the nor'easter disrupts it, right? Or, you know, something flies and, you know, out of the sky and, you know, and prevents this issue from happening, it's going to happen. So you think it's going to happen, you predict it, it's predictive, it's practically, it's inevitable, although it perhaps can be disrupted, which is different than saying it's naturally going to happen, right? It's better than Heinidi Yichud, Heinidi Biyah. On the other hand, it's missing one thing. You could, in theory, see more of it. You could see the moment where it enters the Mechitza. The factor that he's going to mention in a couple of minutes, namely, you're not allowed to look for Tznius purposes. What's that factor anyway, right? Obviously, that works for me, but that you don't have. You could have seen it again. Mashal amad over domah yesterday. You know, we talked earlier in the year about davar velo chatzi davar in edus, right? The sugya in Bava Kama, in Meruba, and the sugya in Cheskas Abatim. So one of the views of the Rishonim, one of the views of Halitosis, is that you're magdir davar velo chatzi davar by what's possible at the moment. Like if you're Edom on Cheskas Gimel Shanim, right? So you can only see 1 year at a time. You can't say, oh, he saw the first year, but he didn't see all three. You can't see the second and third year during the first year. Right? That's how some Rishonim, that's how the Baal Tosfos explain, that's not a Chisaron Adom. But Echad Begaba, Echad Bekresa, you just didn't look. So in a way, that factor, which we'll see in just a second, I mean, could you see more physically? That's one. Are you allowed to see more? That you don't have in Zrika. It's more inevitable. The probability is greater, but you don't have that legal issue of maximal re'iyah. That's missing. Okay, keep going. Next. What's that? That is similar to the Tshuvas HaRashba. Like he walks in with the Esrog. He tells everybody, this is the great, you know, this is, everybody come to the Vort tonight, you know, at 6 o'clock, you know, but we don't know whether she's going to say yes or no. Right? And then afterwards she's waving the Esrog, right? But no one saw him propose and her accept. That's the Rajba's case. Okay, so what happened is a fascinating thing in the Beis Shmuel. Let me just mention this. Asher, what happened in the Beis Shmuel? This is like a, not a lumdish point, but a little bit it's a lumdish point. A corruption took place. What? Exactly. Right? So this thing, and you see how it got perpetuated, right? The Beis Shmuel, when he wants to contrast, we'll get to the Mordechai in a second, contrasts the Mordechai in Kiddushin, keeps contrasting it with the Rajba. But really he's quoting this tshuva of the Maram Rutenberg, right, from what he's quoting, because that's not the tshuva of Rajba. Right? The Rabbi Kiveger, and the Hagos Rabbi Kiveger, and Shulchan Aruch, in Ibn Ezer, and Simon Menbeis, points it out. He says, this is not the Rajba, this is Maram Rutenberg in Tshuvas Maimonios. Right? But why, how did this happen? Right? I mean, mistakes happen. Okay. But what I'm trying to suggest is, it happened for a reason, right? The Rajba, right, which the Rama quotes, became very popular. That's the point. This Beis Shmuel is on that Rama, which quotes that Rajba, the Tshuvas HaRajba about the Esrog. What do you do with Heinidi Yichud, Heinidi Biyah, if you hold like a Rajba? Well, you really don't think he gets... That's the debate among the Achronim. I mean, there's greater uncertainty in that case. Or the point is that aside from Heinu Yichud, Heinu Dibiya, it is very powerful Yediyah. It's a good enough Yediyah, but it's still a chisaron of Yediyah below Riyah. It's not going to work for Edekiyu. So again, you could say, we don't know, maybe the Rajba will tell you that Heinu Yichud, Heinu Dibiya is a safek. Not even that. Why is it safek even Lagabe Heter Isha Labalo or those things? Or maybe he'll tell you that we don't paskin Heinu Yichud, like some of the Rishonim said. You need Kimak Chobish Mofaris and Znus, and you need Re'iyas HaMaisabiya, like the Minchas Chinuch thought that the Rambam was saying in Perek Gimel Halacha Heinu Chasishas. But the assumption, what happened was, because of the tshuva of the Ram Rutenberg, and because the Ram, this I'm speculating, and because the Ramah quotes and made very, very popular, although, you know, Tshuva Sarajbas anyway were well known and popular, but the Beis Yosef and others make them more popular, right? This tshuva about the Esrog, and because it's about the Esrog, so it's, you know, such a good case, so people started saying, oh, what do you do with Heinu Yichud according to the Rajba? Exactly the Ram Rutenberg. And they started equating them. But really, it's a quote of the Ram Rutenberg. Okay? So it's not just a point of history. I'm trying to show that there's a... On the other hand, if you think that the Pshat in the Rajba is, as some of the other Achronim say, no, the Pshat in the Rajba isn't that absent Heinu Yichud, there's no Eidus Yediyah below Re'iyah. It's just the Esrog case. Maybe there's just so many holes. It's like Rav Acha versus the Rabbanan. I mean, it's not a good case of Yediyah. It's an inadequate Yediyah. Right? So then Yichud is better, quantitatively, but you don't need to say that Yichud is qualitatively different. That is the interesting, that's where you have the Nekudas of Achlokas and all of this. Okay, so what are the three, who's reading? Yoni? Oh, or the other Yoni. Yeah, go ahead.
Dafka Bedia, Amrinan Hain and Yukon Hain and Yia, Mishir on the Eco Neymar, H. Benuro, Vaina Mihavet.
Whoa, strong language, but that's again this idea of, you know, this is a very powerful force, right? Go. Well, that's part of the same thing, but okay. I mean, Libo Gaspa together, I mean, the fact that he already has predilection, you know, we know that there's a kesher between them, right? And that this physical manifestation of human beings is a very powerful force, which is a truth, right? That is, I mean, that's 1A and B, but that's the same. I mean, this is a process, and it's a you know, prospectively predictable. We have a certain perspective when we see what's happening here, both retrospectively and prospectively. Go ahead. That's the point, the kind of thing I was saying. That doesn't pride as Rika. That's the maximal Ri'iyah. What does that have to do with Yediyah? Does that have anything to do with Yediyah? With level of Yediyah? Anything? Joey? Zero. Some of the Achronim in, some of the Poskim in Ebenu Ezer and Siman Beis, they said, what does that have to do with anything? Doesn't figure into the probability. That can only be a formal din of being magdir, not stronger yediyah, but re'iyah. It's not re'iyah if you could see more. You don't have to say that either, but you could say it. But if al-pidin you're not allowed to, and there's a re'iyah for this, then the re'iyah is a combination of tchilas hatalich, which becomes tchilas habia, or virtual hyphenated cross the dots. Yeah. But I'm saying maximum idea. All I'm saying is this: maximum idea. Let's take in Asher's terms. Let's say, meaning the second half of the Rambam or Adam's term, the second half of the Rambam in the Sanhedrin. You know, in terms of the question of risk versus, you know, deterrent, justice. Does that have anything to do with that? Zero. That's my point. If you're talking about playing it, we can't apply Eishes with everything that goes along with it. You know, if there are holes in the story, there are no less or more holes in the story because the Torah said that you're not allowed to do this.
Well, if you're comparing
Right, but I'm saying, so what I'm saying is once Yediyah is not about the level of the Umdana itself, the quality of the Umdana, it's a formal din. So you could say, I hear what you're saying, oh, it's a din in maximal Yediyah. Maybe. I'm suggesting that once Yediyah is not about the likelihood that it took place, once you're dealing with formal Yediyah, you might as well say that this dictates Re'iyah, which is, I think, the pashtus, the language of the Gemara. Anyway, it's Yediyah below Re'iyah. It is Yediyah. In Mamanus, it would be Yediyah, assuming that that would be the case. Yeah. Not the Beit Shmuel. What?
How's Rabbi reading the line of Lomasar?
So, Lomasar Kachava, I think, is that exact point. Meaning, the Chachamim have a role. Let's say, is it an Asur Doraisa to see it? Well, how do you know that? What? Because okay, so maybe Lo Sirach Reinechem is in the context of being gratuitous. I'm not talking about Kederach HaMenachem at the moment. I'm talking about Kiddush Abiyah. Yeah. But maybe it's not in the context of Tfilas Geirus or Maisa Kiddushin.
Didn't say that.
I don't know. I don't, it doesn't make a difference at the end of the day. But what I'm saying is now, but Masru Kakasav, so let's assume, I don't think Masru Kakasav the Kakamim is Drabanan, typically. I mean, sometimes it is, and often there's a gray area where the Kakamim, the Chachmei HaMesorah, tries to figure out, what is the way to implement this? Malachan Cholamoed, right? We know this, the Shvusin of Shabbos, right? Are those drabbanans that then take on greater significance? Or are they the flexible application of the deraisa category when it's a little more amorphous and effect-oriented? Whether it's one or the other, to me, in the end of the day, it integrates into what constitutes... Noah will say, yedia, maximalit, I guess, and I would say, Re'iya of Tchilat HaTalich. He's not saying it's a Din Rabbanan, that's for sure.
Right, no.
How do you interpret Masur Chamecha?
Din Doraisa, but then the structure of it is totally open. The structure is going to be dependent on what the
Chacham is saying. No. Whether this is a Re'iya or a maximal Yediyah is going to determine whether the Chacham said this is a violation of Lo Sasuru, and you can't do it, you're not allowed to do it, and it's also only midrabanan because midaraisa, it's a clinical re'iya, it's a medical re'iya, it's a tvilas gerim re'iya. What?
Rabbi saying the lomas of chachamim is going on the iser to the roa the machal b'shem.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying the lomas of custom meaning the edus. What constitutes the edus here?
No, I don't think so. I thought it was. What does Shua think? He seems to be the guy who can mediate between us.
I thought like Ellie.
What?
I thought like Ellie.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, it doesn't matter. But I think that would be fine too. But I don't think he's the only saint in that. Read the line again. Yeah. Okay. It's not clear, I guess. I mean, he says it in that context. Even if it's a broader idea, frankly, it still gives greater latitude to the Chachamim to define how to define. But again, Doraisa. Either way, I think it's an amazing line. I think it goes on that, and I think it has to do with this idea of, did it have to be? It wouldn't be Asur if it was necessary for Kiddushin. Doraisa, it would be clinical, it would be medical, Tvilas Gerim. Re'iyah.
Well, we don't.
What?
We don't allow
it,
right?
No, I'm saying even if it was, what I'm saying is that's Masr Kasacham. No. They shouldn't do that. That's wrong. Can't do it. Is that the same impulse that said, Makadish Babiya, Ma Rab Manger Man Makadish Babiya, and whatever, and then it's like, whatever? I'm not sure. I prefer to think it's all, as you know, my inclination would be to think that it's all Doraisa. And where did the buses go? One? So we have another 5 minutes? Yeah? We did, right? Okay. So, I'm sorry to take longer than I thought, but as you see, it's a very Okay. Even if it's a bigger statement about the, even that to me is fine. Because this is a flexible hagdara that the Chacham, what constitutes, how do the Chachamim define Re'iya, you know, and so on.
Once you read it that way.
All I'm saying is the level of my. All I'm saying is the notion of probability idea. That part is wrong. It just doesn't. And that again, some of the Achronim in Ebn Ezra say. I'll read it to you next time when we finish up. Okay. And by the way, in the end, I'm sorry. What?
Even something like that, once you don't have blood muscle defense, then you could say that it was muscle defense and how much idea you need in the case of a day.
I mean, we'll give you the death penalty, you know, according to different areas of halacha, the level of idea.
Well, like Rabbi said, the kedusha between Din and Fashis and a day kedusha is not clear, but at least for both. Yeah,
that would be my least compelling way to read it, frankly. But it's an interesting line. Okay, then he goes on to connect it to what? To Derech HaMenachim. You have that, Yoni?
I mean,
it's not Vadai. That's where he's saying it. As the Mechaschinov keeps saying also, like, what is this? Probability-wise, it doesn't work. None of these factors are so compelling. I mean, it is somewhat compelling, but something is a natural process. But it's not Zrika. It's not even probably Shimon ben Shetach, right? And he's admitting that. He's also equating here Hened Yichud and Derech Mnoafit. Well, when we get to the Minchas Chinuch, we'll see. The Minchas Chinuch thinks, I'll just tell you now, that Derech, if you get a chance to look at it, Reish Samach Zayin, that Derech HaMnoafim and Shechiva, that is Re'iyah. Re'iyah Sabiyah, in other words. The same idea that I'm trying to push, Minchas Chinuch says, but he's comfortable with it in Derech HaMnoafim when there is Derech Evarim, at least, and Shechiva, even though there's no Mai Sabiyah, Ria Mamish, but it's considered Ria Mamish. He keeps repeating it. He just doesn't like to apply it to Hainad Yichud, Hainad Biya. He thinks it's because the probabilities are just too. By the way, that's a great example of what I've been saying all along in my answer to Asher, which is he thinks that the probabilities are a factor in the Hagdara of Ria Mamish or the extension of Ria Mamish. And he's assuming that Hainad Yichud, right, is just inadequate, whereas Shechiva is adequate. Well, I think the evidence of the Rishonim is, and of the Gemaras is, that Hainan Yichud is adequate, and Shechiva is no added or special Yichus. Now, again, Ellie did mention to me a very nice, again, same piece, Ellie? Yudches? Zecher Yitzchak Simen Yudches? Which is that, go ahead, what does it say? That the Derech HaMenachim is a completely different halacha.
I can read the paragraph if he wants.
Yeah, quickly, because we want to make sure we finish. Go ahead.
So he says, Umdana doesn't work, no vav arayash, no mahani, gamim ro rak derech HaMenachim, mishum de bekrok, se ki mafzei shokhev, the zero ki derech HaMenachim.
I mean, the Easter there is Derech HaMenachim, as long as it might lead to, or there's a good chance that it leads to, Biyam.
Yeah.
So that is something that, again, if you're hearkening back to Kiddushin and Ksuvah's days, if you remember, that's the approach of some regarding Kinu Istira. Right? The Gemara's Hava Min and Sota, that Derech Evarim, you know, would trigger, if there was Kinu Istira, and then Derech Evarim, or Katan, or Akum, which normally don't qualify, well, one isn't Maisabiyah, the other is not a legal maisabia that is, you know, has the same kind of impact. But the Gemara has havaminas at minimum that once you have kinu yastira, then even a lesser offense, right, has the same effect. So the Mishnah Melech has a whole discussion of this, and the Beis Halevi and the Tshuva has a whole discussion of this, and that's where we always quote, and other people do as well, the Tshuva the Marik about a moal a bo moal. Right, not Mala Bashem Mala, maybe the idea that Kinu Yastira is a background based on which there's like a begida, like, oh, even if there wasn't a maisa bia gemura, right, but given kinui and stira, this is a betrayal, you know, of the marriage. So the Zecher Yitzchak, right, you agree on that? The gedera chamenafim and shchiba is that as well. But clearly, that's not the way most Rishonim or even the Midrash Chinuch is understanding it. They're understanding that really, really, really you need maisa bia, but shchiva is tchilas bia in that context. Does the Midrash Chinuch doesn't want to say the same thing about Yichud? I think all the evidence points to that we do say that about Yichud, but I'll try to demonstrate. And then finally, he concludes by the Rambam, where he says the Rambam also holds this way, that Kiddushei Bia, he thinks that Rambam holds that Lanaima Bepundiki is Safek, but that Kiddushei Bia, Heinad Yichud, Heinad Bia, is a din bad. So this Maram, and the what happened after this, this Maram became very powerfully impactful. Again, it got mixed up in the Beis Shmuel with the Rajba, which I think you could disentangle, but for understandable reasons why it got mixed up. And then after that, the question became, is everything, exactly what we're debating, is everything quantitative and about the level of Yediyah? Or is there have to do with Eidei Kiyum, right? And then they don't, so, again, aside from that Minchas Chinuch, a lot of them don't say this explicitly, but then you have to say, if it's about Eidei Kiyum, that this constitute, the cases that work constitute a kind of ri'iya, right? Or they're more than yediyah, they're anansadi. Okay? So that's what I want to pick up when we finish with this. I want to discuss the tshuva of the Tashbates, which is what? Gimel Pei Dalid? The Rebbe Kivager quotes it. Tells you to look at it. It's another good Tashbates. I want to speak very quickly about the discussion in Siman Membeis, the Ramah, the Beit Shmuel, the Piskei Tshuva, the Avnei Miluim, and the Ksos in Siman Tzadi about Eidei Chasima, and again, a little bit about Eidei Smuchetes. But I'll really try to speed it up to finish on Thursday so we can move on to the rest.